Welcome to According to Star. I'm your lovely host.
You just ain't gonna stop singing no more,
Star,
is you?
It's me, the queen.
Oh, Lord.
And it's Demi.
Dang, say it like that. Like,
how do I say it? It's Demi.
It's Demi.
You won't go say your own name, so I decided to introduce you.
I appreciate that.
It's Demi. It's always gonna be Demi. Until Demi is not Demi.
You was right.
Meaning she's 6 feet under.
Damn. That took a drastic turn there.
Stuck with me. Anyway, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm great. What's new?
Just finished a photo shoot today. You know, that good old birthday shoot. Pretty excited. You know, the birthday's coming up next week. So, the big 2-5.
The quarter of a century.
Right.
You go, girl.
Girl, yes, we made
you
it.
You made it.
Made it.
You made it.
Made it. And making it look good still. Thank you, Jesus.
You look blessed.
Thank you, girl. I feel blessed.
You look good.
I feels good, too.
Okay. So, what else?
How have you been? What you been up to?
I've been good, you know. I can't complain besides the fact I don't want to be working no more, but I'm still working. But I just got to keep working on that.
We're going to get there. We're going to get there.
Nothing. You know, changing my hair and shit. You know, what I know, you know, normal Star stuff.
Pretty usual.
Really has been nothing I can think of. You know my schedule as well. Anything you can think of that's happened that's new?
Girl, you just been booked. You've been getting bookings.
I know. It's amazing. I really love what I do, and I want to do it full time. So
I'm here for it.
Keep hustling.
All right.
You just had to go get
my
a deep voice
is just going to keep changing. So
I see that.
It's me. We're going to have a special guest later, though, to chime in on a topic that, you know, we just got to cover.
It's a conversation that needs to be had. It's just one of those things that we need to talk about.
Just one of those things.
Right.
And I ain't got no more words for y'all. So,
you know, I can't even argue with that because I feel like I was singing the wrong lyrics anyways. So
let's just gather around.
The tea is exceptionally good today. Who made this? Very delicious.
She ain't messing with no broke niggas.
Come on.
I ain't saying she's a gold digger. That wasn't what I was going to say.
She ain't messing with no. You know.
When it all falls down.
Right.
Well, it has fallen. It has fallen deep.
Oh, Jesus.
Into a dark, dark, dark hole.
As like many like to say.
Like the sunken place. It has fallen and I'm confused.
I'm not.
I know he crazy,
this
but...
This ain't nothing new.
I'm thinking social experiment, but then the more I keep hearing things, and it's like... He part serious, and he's part playing, and I'm just like, dude, what is your point?
But he's all Kanye.
Help us out. Help us out here.
Not help me, help you.
Help me, help you. We are concerned. The people are concerned.
Girl, we should have been concerned.
For 3 days.
We should have been concerned years ago.
Tomorrow.
Years ago is where we should have really voiced our concerns.
Oh, yeah. I haven't really been caring for Kanye since
Mama West.
Since his mama passed. He did the one with him and Jay-Z. The
something with the throne.
Watch the throne.
There you go.
I like that.
Yes.
Everything after that.
But even after that is when he kind of got with them Kardashians. So
true, but I just ain't. He just ain't been right. He has not dealt with the grief in a way that he should deal with. He's not come to grips with what took place. He has not.
He has not grieved.
He doesn't
want to
accept
the truth, right,
about what happened. And he's just been off on the deep end ever since, like not caring about anyone but himself, and then not caring about anyone at all, and then just like, ugh, it's just like, Kanye, what do you want from us?
What is it that you need from us to get the help that you need?
I'm going to need for his wife to get him some help, but she batshit crazy
too,
so it doesn't even matter.
She's too busy over here
whenever she's feeling depressed,
pictures.
Exactly. That's her way of you know,
and
hey,
so
I'm depressed.
Unhealthy.
I'm feeling down about myself. Here, titties, ass, vulva.
I'm about to give you all of it, boo. You ain't know. About to show
rectal cavity.
About to show it to you raw.
Mm-mm. Real, yeah, literally raw.
Literally.
Prayers for him. Hopefully, it's totally all a social experiment, and he has a whole album where he recants everyone's responses to him with the freaking MAGA hat on in his Donald Trump body.
Wait, did you just say his Donald Trump body?
He looked like he's shaped like Donald Trump. What do you mean? You seen that picture?
I seen the picture, but I had to wait to run it back one time.
He had on white man running shoes because them Yeezys he had on, or the Balenciagas, whatever he had on his damn feet, they look like old white man shoes. You know the shoes, that standard shoe that all the white men wear.
And
they got their cargo shorts. Exactly. The dad walkers.
The dad shoes.
Shit.
Them white Nikes with the blue.
Exactly. With the blue check, with all white with the little blue outline and yep. Just say Nike on it. Like, that's what they look like with his dusty, dirty, dingy shirt, which is probably a Yeezy collection shirt because for some
reason, he was able to
make homeless chic and charge us an arm and a leg.
Who's us? Because I wasn't going out to buy it.
So he just looked bad. He got a Donald Trump body. He has man boobs. Like, for goodness sakes. Like, I know Kim is not attracted to that. She does not want to be laid up with that.
Well, she is.
That's disgusting. We don't know if she is or not.
Well, she, you know.
They don't make it seem like they are, but I know her ass is not attracted to his body the way it's looking right now. Ain't that much love in the world. As shallow as she is, ain't no way in this world that she is okay with that. And I hope she's getting them the help that he needs. But then again, her brother was fat for years, still fat. And I don't think they got him any help either. He's been working and working and working, and he ain't lost no weight.
Yeah, I want to know how he blew up that big, that fat.
Depressed and eating, lock himself in the house, which might be what Kanye's doing as well. But anywho,
until he makes his appearances with Donald Trump,
we're just gonna leave Kanye alone. He need to leave Dr. Jan Adams alone.
That's crazy to me that he really gonna put this man's picture.
Like that, I don't think he can. I don't think he can do that.
I don't think so either. I feel like
so all the more reason why he's crazy, because you can't do that. That man has to approve of you putting his image
right
as artwork.
Because you're going to have to pay him for it.
Unless you want to pay him, then that's going to be... you might just end yourself at that point if you got to pay this man any money and you think that he's this horrible monster.
Right.
In your mom's death. Like, stay away from that. And he doesn't have good people around him. I don't think those Kardashian Jenners are the right people for him to be around at this point. Like, I think he really needs to take it back. I don't know if he has any family left from Chicago, but he needs to take it back to the roots. I know, like, one of his cousins stole his laptop and, like, try to, you know, blackmail him.
God
dang. And he had to pay him to get it back and stuff like that. So I know he's on the outs with his family too. But like, I think it was him.
I don't blame him on that part. That's crazy. But I really need and I really wish him the best because I need the old Kanye back.
We're never getting old Kanye.
You know, it's nice to be wishful. I still listen to College Dropout.
Yeah, that's the only one you're going to listen to because ain't nobody listening to that shit. But anyway.
So you're going to roll past that real quick.
Roll on past that. Welcome home, Meek Mill. Woo, 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 woo.
Welcome home. Welcome home. Now Hopefully. Stay your ass at home.
Yeah. Like, really just,
I need you to stay out of
trouble.
Be out
there just doing community service and shit.
Be the best good boy you can be. Because ain't nobody trying to.
This is probably it for him. He's not going to. All the things that he was charged with that got him in there were minor infractions, for goodness sakes. But. Just really watch who you're around. Like, be conscious. Like, stay to yourself. Like, if that's what you need to stay out of trouble, and popping willies should not get you put in jail. But hey, it's a violation. It's a violation. But yeah, so welcome home.
We glad you back. So everybody can stop saying free Meek.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you had a whole lot of people.
Beyonce was saying free Meek, nigga. Right. You
made it.
Right, Beyonce. You need to go see Beyonce because she is the reason.
She, man, look.
The mayor couldn't get your ass out of there.
Look, you know
Beyonce
the beehive.
Is the reason.
You know that beehive be strong now, okay?
Uh-huh.
Don't doubt that.
They
the
buzzed.
Power.
They buzzed and buzzed, and I prayed, but they buzzed all over your situation. And
they got you together.
You was free. You was free.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Come on, who's not free?
Praise him. Who ain't about to be free? Is Bill Cosby, And I'm just so sad about the situation.
I see both sides of the perspective. I just hate that it's like
America's dad, Black America's dad.
Not even just that. I just hate that it's really only him that's being ousted like this.
Ooh, Harvey Weinstein. What's he doing?
Oh, he must. I'm trying to figure that out, too, because I ain't heard too much about his name in the streets.
I ain't hear about him going to jail, facing no time.
Him and who else?
Kevin Spacey. 20,000 of them that were named in within a freaking 3-month span. Like,
exactly. And where they at? They chilling. Then disappeared, but you don't hear their name as much off in the news and in the press. That's what makes me upset about the situation, because it's like, y'all just going to air this Black man out to be just hellish. And if he did it, he deserved everything he got mm-hmm. coming to him. I can't sit here and, you know, knock somebody's story. I'm not going to be the one to tell you, oh, well, you should have did this sooner, you should have did that. Because coming from both sides of the spectrum, he shouldn't have been doing it if he was doing it. So when everything's said and done, it's just, it's a messed up situation that's playing out publicly. And I feel like there's so many more people. Like, if we're going to put Bill Cosby out there, let's keep the same standard. Let's keep the same energy and have Kevin Spacey out here for molesting a boy.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, he tried to make it seem like it was all good by coming out saying he was gay. Ha, no, that still doesn't work for me. Sorry.
What the hell? It was a young boy.
Exactly. That's my point.
Ooh, I'm gay. Okay.
And so what?
You was still this touching, child under,
you know, still touching somebody's child.
That's other sodomy and all types of.
But
weird.
That's my point. Like, I need Oof. Everybody to keep the same energy. Let's keep the same energy going about Girl, all these.
Of course, they're not with the Black people. Like, I was watching this video. I don't know if you watched it too, but like with Eddie Griffin, he's like going through all the Black celebrities that got they were like legends and they got their names tainted by some bullshit. So he like named Kobe Bryant. He got that rape thing. He named Michael Jackson. He got the little kids, you know, messing with little kids. Although both kids. Came well the parents or something came and said they made it up or whatever they got dropped, but that's they never, you know, they right. always but say mess with little kids. Who else did he say?
Exactly. But you also like even thinking about the whole like, not to say this is a good situation to say, but in comparison, like, let's talk about Chris Brown. Like, yes, we know the whole thing with him and Rihanna happened. Yes, we acknowledge it. But that man has to live with that for his reputation all the time. I know there's plenty of people that be beating on their wives up in the NFL, NBA, and all that stuff. But do you hear that attached to them every time that person's name is mentioned? Like, people literally get mad at other artists.
The Black ones. It's attached.
Exactly. But you get what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. I'm going to need the same energy throughout each situation. Let's keep the same energy. If we're going to hold this against this person, hold this against this person as well. Keep the same energy. Even when it came to Meek Mill, I felt him. Like, keep the same energy when it comes to these other white people doing all these crazy things. Like, first off, like, it's so irritating because it's like you see all these crimes against Black people, mm-hmm. but you don't hear nothing about the white people that have done them. Like, Waffle House, how much coverage did that get?
Oh, God. Let me tell you.
Yeah, but you get what I'm saying.
It's just like, I don't want to be mad about you. I'm not going to say
I don't
feel like
mad.
I need to say this. I'm not racist. But when you keep looking at this stuff and you keep watching, there was just recently something where it was actually he was in the NBA or NFL or something. He played sports and the cops like slammed him to the ground, like he passes out. Then he comes to. And he's, like, screaming, crying. Like, I heard just the audio. I didn't even watch it. I seen they have the video on, like, Shade Room and Baller Alert. But I'm like, I'm not watching that shit. And just to hear him, and they're, like, telling him to calm down. But you slammed him on his face.
You
can hear the people in the back, like, oh, my God. Like, just tripping. And it's just like, what the fuck? Why? He wasn't even doing anything. Like, why? And it just makes me so angry at white people because there's so many of them just walking around here. They have no idea what we have to go through, what we have to face. We have to be scared to raise our sons in this world. We got to be scared when our men go out to do anything. If they want to go out to the club, you're like staying up crazy thinking about it because you don't know if they're going to get pulled over, what's going to happen when they get pulled over. Like, if you as a woman get pulled over, it doesn't matter. Like, it's like, it just makes me angry at white people sometimes. Like, you have no fucking idea. At all, and you never will.
Oh, I think that's a nice segue into the next person.
Mm-hmm. Who?
Oh, wait, wait. No, that's later on in the story. That's later on in the show. It's later on. We're going to come back to
what?
It.
No.
We're going to come back to that. We're going to come
Demi,
back to that.
Stay on task.
Hey.
I know we's tired. Stay on task here.
I'm trying.
All right, but before I get too worked up about that, because I got more.
Come on,
I got
with the
more.
Flip, with the hair flip.
Flipped the hair on that one. We have more. Anywho, a baby's coming.
Who?
A doe, a deer, a female deer.
Hey.
So Bambi.
Wait a minute. Can we talk about how you just learned from...
I hate you. Bambi and Scrappy are having a little baby, a little bambino. Oh, that was cute. That worked.
A bambino.
A little Scrappy Doo.
Oh, no.
A little bambino or a little Scrappy Doo.
Wah, wah, wah.
Or bambina. If it's a girl. And a little Scrappy Doo if it's a little nigglet.
Congratulations.
But congratulations. I mean, they only been together off and on for about 10 years already.
Hopefully
he takes care of this new child and pays child support for this new child. I don't see why these women keep having kids with these men who have a history of not paying fucking child support.
That's like
it's just fucking stupid.
That's like the whole Love and Hip Hop.
Like, why do I want to have a baby with you and I can see clearly that you're not even doing what you need to do for the ones that you have? It's like,
because some people be feeling like their vagina is just magical, okay?
Mm-mm.
I be trying to figure it out too, girl.
That much magic in the world.
You absolutely right. There ain't. That's why we don't fall for
these. If you can't pay the cost.
You can't. Mm.
I don't know what to say about the rest, but you know. You can't pay the cost of a child.
Don't be making one.
Don't. Don't even look at me, bruh.
Man.
But anywho, Tokyo Toni has haters.
Come on to all my haters.
Toni got her face beat today and decided that she had haters. Ain't nobody hating on you or your bride of Chucky looking child.
Okay,
Jesus
carry
Christ.
On.
But anywho, that's all we have for like gossip and rumors and shit. You got anything? You got nothing?
I got nothing. You know, we
you got nothing.
You seen how I went in my soapbox earlier, so we just gonna carry on. Carry on.
She ain't got nothing. I ain't got nothing. And there was nothing for reality TV. All the shows are wrapping up. And then what came back? Oh, Basketball Wives is coming back in May.
Oh, God.
I'm excited about that. Evelyn and Tammy and Jackie Christie, which they just can't get rid of her no matter how freaking effed up she is in life. They just got to keep her around for. And
they're
just waiting for somebody to put hands on her already.
Not
they respect their elders because she done some shit that she would have got chin checked quite a few times for.
You're absolutely right. That's why I had to stop watching it because this ain't real reality because I know somebody would have
checked
out
of everybody, her. Jackie pisses me off the most because she lies and she flips things and she's messy and she's
I'm
crazy.
Not messy. She sound like somebody else from
she's
another show.
Freaking terrible. But yeah, ain't, we don't have no reality stuff. I'll wait for Basketball Wives to come. Love and Hip Hop Atlanta is fucking horrible this season. Like, what?
I don't even watch it.
What? I don't even know what's happening. I can't tell you one goddamn thing. Donna was fucking in the bathroom on Black Ink. We found that out. Getting hit from the back with a blunt rolled up. Getting the blunt rolled. He was rolling the blunt, hitting it for. I said, what in the name? And Donna got a caboose on her. He was holding on.
Oh, wait a
he wasn't holding on with hands, but he was doing okay for all that caboose she got.
All I got to say is, you ain't putting enough attention in the right spot if that's the case. Carry on.
She ain't got no grip. So he. You know, Donovan ran through.
She didn't say the girl ain't got no walls.
Ran through.
Ain't got no give back, no hold, no clutch. No snap back.
No
it is snapped open.
Oof, girl. Anybody who puts their vagina out in the open in a public restroom over top of a public toilet.
That's disgusting.
With your head near where... Oh,
somebody that took a poop. Okay. Yep. Carry on.
Girl.
Nope. Not doing it today.
You don't give a fuck about life.
Who
raised
you?
Expose your bare vagina in a public restroom.
Who raised you?
Who raised you? Who raised you? Now, we said we didn't handle reality TV. That was just a brief synopsis of bullshit. We ain't got a whole little rundown or nothing like that. Meet us next week. We might have something. But, yeah, let's go ahead and get into the main topic. Boop, boop. Let's get into the main topic, guys. So, we, due to a series of events that have taken place in our vicinity and within our friend circle, we decided that we needed to touch on the ungodly women of the world. Like, just
speak on it.
I mean, don't get me wrong, everybody has had their whole moment. Maybe you haven't, maybe it's coming, who knows. But like, nobody's a saint, but there's some shit that is just pure trifling and pure just what.
But my thing is, even with having a whole moment, you're supposed to do that in private. So correct. Don't nobody know you having a whole moment.
Yeah, but then you got your closet. I think during my whole phase, it was definitely like secretive. Like, nobody was going around saying, oh, star this, star that.
That's my point.
You could never do that to me because
guess what?
I was responsible with mine.
Thank you. But some people out here real reckless.
Like, I read people pretty well, so I know like if someone's gonna go run and tell on my business. So I was always safe in my whole phase, and my whole phase was very early on. So I'm glad that that's out of the way. But yeah, Demi, what's going on?
I'm gonna need y'all to chill out, bruh.
Who?
I just need all these fast-tailed women to chill out. Because y'all got people out here just thinking that.
What made us talk about this, guys, was there was an incident at a nightclub here in Scottsdale where a woman was found, discovered, giving fellatio. In the VIP section, this was Snapchatted, because we all love a good Snapchat.
Who don't love a good snap?
Was Snapchatted by the DJ. Shout out DJ Freshmaker. and it went viral. And he claims that it was just a woman grinding on a guy with her face.
Like, first off, that still is crazy.
Oh my God. But like, okay, first of all, my questions are, why? First of all, I know you're drunk, but what gets you so damn drunk that you will decide to take out a penis in the club, in the middle of the club?
She wanna make love in
and
the
club. Suck it
in the club.
Now, we have a special guest here. We gotta have a guy on, you know, to give us his point of view, make sure we don't sound like haters, because and we're not sexually expressing ourselves, and we're prudes and we're squares.
I will be that.
All the things that people would say, we're not, because he's one of the men in the world who don't care for thoughts. So
you can't trust that.
Trust his opinion. Tell him, engineer.
Well, I'm trying to get close to the mic here.
Come on, get on close.
The girl is just she a hoe.
she a hoe.
And she ain't got no morals, no value. Loose. And now everybody know.
Right. Everybody, you didn't put your whole business out there.
While she was sucking that nigga's dick. I hope she ain't got kids. If she do, I hope she was thinking about her kids, her family.
I hope she wasn't thinking about her kids while she was sucking dick.
No, she was thinking.
I think she was thinking about the kids.
Oh, I was about to say something real bad just now.
She's swallowing
somebody's kids.
Because it's a nightclub. At least the one girl on the show made it to the bathroom.
Oh, yeah, okay. Donna. Donna at least made it to the bathroom.
Somebody, I mean, they shouldn't have been in there, but somebody had to go over and invade their privacy. But shit, this girl did this shit.
Out in the open.
In front of everybody. I'm really just curious as to what she got to say for herself.
I need you to explain, girl.
We need to find her and interview her.
Yeah.
We need your side of the story.
Somebody find that girl. Get her out. Get her here.
Let us know who she is.
point her out. Like, you go viral, like, in the world today where everyone's trying to go viral for the dumbest little shit, this is by far. I know you probably been trying everything in your little handbook, probably little promoter thought looking girl, I'm pretty sure, because they're all cookie cutter and look the same. Pretty sure she's one of those types. And she's been trying every fucking thing to go viral, and this is what has taken you there.
Bingo, you got it.
Oh, I hope she don't got no kids.
That's what I was saying.
Daughters, like, sons. And I'm not gonna give her all the blame, because somebody pulled it out.
Or let her pull it out.
And decided this was okay to do.
You was right.
Which was the male, and he's just as dirty as she is. But unfortunately,
of course,
the woman is held more to a higher standard than a man in a sexual situation.
Uh-oh. You're right, but only to a certain extent, because she is the one that's she's the one that's doing the actions. He actively
took his penis out, I'm
he
sure.
He can't tell her
yeah,
no.
Yeah, but he took it out, but she's the one who decided to suck on it.
Oh! He took it out, but she's the one that decided to suck on it.
She decided to put her mouth to his mic.
She had to finish the job. I mean, he pulled the shit out, and he looked at her like, you gonna do it? And she finished. She said, yeah.
Some people take that as a personal thing. Like, you can't dare me to do something.
You can dare me all. I don't give two shits. You can dare me and say I'll give you $1 million. I'm not sucking your fucking dick in the club.
Nah, you ain't gonna have me out here in these streets looking like that.
No.
Nah, bruh.
Now look at you.
Look at
you. Got the whole Facebook been talking about you all day. All day.
Yeah, they've been going in all day, literally.
Somebody check on her now, because I don't want her to be all depressed and stuff. You never know.
And if you,
well, you didn't think about that when you were taking
you
cock
drunk,
in the mouth.
No, P.S. If you was drunk, where was your friends at? And if your friends allowed this to happen, they ain't your real friends.
They're hoes, too.
You're going to have to drop them hoes.
That's true.
They're hoes, too. Mm-mm. This is probably not a new thing. This
who
is not
raised
her first
you
time.
Who raised you hoes? Who raised
hoes.
You? Who just raised y'all? Like, y'all really out here just doing the most, and it's so unnecessary. If y'all put as much energy into this crap that y'all be doing into something productive, Lord knows where you could actually be. Let's be honest.
I just can't rap. I have never been so horny in a club that I want to be sucking dick or fucking and getting fingered. I done witnessed people get fingered in the club before. In the open, in this little ghetto ratchet club called The Alley in Newport News, Virginia. I've seen fingers in vaginas.
That's gross.
Okay. Bobby Q's, I seen somebody bust it open. No draws
bust
on.
Bust it out. Yeah, I know. I've seen that a couple times, like at your bars, and you know.
I'm like, bitch, where we at?
Girl, they got the stripper. They got the stripper pole in your bars.
I done seen
all
bitches.
All them come and slide through.
Getting dry humped in pole. The club. Like, it's just like, I have never.
I mean,
I guess I didn't have a whole phase. This is
the new whole phase.
It's a
I
new
ain't
level.
About it.
it's a new level.
You hoes and leveled up.
Whole shit was fucking in the car. Now this is that's perfect compared to in the club, in the public. At least I cared enough about my body in a car to cover it up and not be out in the open. So I didn't have a whole face because this is
if that's the case, you're absolutely
level.
Right. We in the same boat there.
It's a new fucking level, and I just can't.
I won't. Like, my thing is, you have to have enough self-respect for yourself and morals, and just think to yourself, yo, for real though? Like, just have an outer body moment for yourself. Like, if you got to take a step back and think about your situation.
And
real
if you
quick.
Get drunk like that to where you don't know what's going on, then you definitely need to reevaluate your life. I have never, and I have gotten fucked up upon fucked up, like fucked all the way up.
Oh,
I mean,
I know.
Like pissed myself fucked up. Like, and I have never done no shit like that.
Girl,
I might like go to the bathroom with my significant other. At this time I was dating a woman, so we were going in the same bathroom, and we might none of that, but like I might just be like real heavy petting and kissing. But other than that, when I'm drunk in a public place, we not finna do nothing. Like, what the hell? And I say, girl, I've been fucked up.
I know I've been around one experience.
Yes, and that was tequila that night.
Come on, shout out to tequila.
No.
That night was sponsored by tequila that
it
night.
It was. It most definitely was sponsored by tequila, bitch. I was like, oh, God.
And I tend to be the sober one in those situations, so Ooh. You can imagine how that was something.
I think that was that night. I don't know. Anywho. But,
telling all your secrets.
I know, right? But, yeah, so who raised you guys? That's the main question because I don't understand.
And please, if you got kids, don't raise them up like you. Raise them to be better.
They can't help it.
Oh, yes, you the freak can. You better help it. Got these babies out here. Oh, I can't do it. I'm not doing it. I'm going to need y'all to get your whole lives together. Don't bring no more lives into this world, especially if you can't get yours together.
For real, because when I saw that, I was like, oh, no, that can't be real. No, no way. Then I get seen it multiple times, and it's like, no, it really is real. Like, why? That is fucking crazy, yo.
But I need I need y'all to check on her and make sure she good, because, you know, it's one thing to go viral for something good, but it's another thing to go viral for, well...
Sucking cock.
Sucking dick in the club.
Getting your cock sucked.
Oh, my God.
Slap on my knob.
A corn on a cop.
Check in with me.
And do your job.
Late on the bed.
See, this is not where we're supposed to be going
Don't
with this.
Don't have to ask. Don't have to beg. Juicy is my name. Sex is my game. All right. I'm
See,
done.
That's why we weren't even supposed to go there. We weren't even supposed to go there.
But
in closing.
Beside that, no, it's not closed.
Oh, shoot.
The door is open. Not closed.
Uh-oh.
Bartering off your vagina
in
exchange
right.
for services, professional services.
That what is called being a prostitute, y'all.
It's prostitution.
That's prostitution.
Heads up.
That is prostitution.
You're a prostitute.
And let's be honest, if anybody was like me, you trying to prostitute anything, I'm going to go to the authority. Like, you know, either you're going to pay me or I'm about to go to the police. Which one you want this to be? I'm not the one. You gonna pay me, because guess what? Pussy don't pay no rent. Dicks don't pay no rent. I can't handle...
Pussies can pay rent.
Oh, so I'm gonna just hand over somebody's pussy and say, hey, here you go, that's the rent.
No, I thought you were talking about like...
Nah, that's
selling not, pussy can no, pay the rent.
But that's prostitution. But my point is, you can't handle... If I can't hand over no cash, if I can't use it to pay for my needs in life, I don't want you to think you can pay me in it.
Yeah, I agree.
I can't pay no rent with no dick, so I don't want your dick. Pay me my money. If I gave you something, sir, I need the money, not the dick. Sorry.
Money and dick would be fine.
I mean, that's two different stories, but that's not what we're getting at right now.
Yeah, like, now, we always talk about this, and you know, I don't want anybody to think I'm a hater or anything.
Because be people hater, be so
quick. People are so quick to be like, oh, so and so's hating.
That's fine. I'm going to be the hater. Yep. No. You can call me a goddamn troll if that's the
case.
I
have nothing to hate on. But
no, because I got
when
morals.
Y'all girls, y'all models.
Or, no, not everybody can classify themselves as a model.
Bitch, they all are here. So, models, air quotes. It ain't that serious. Especially half of you don't even look like you should be trying to model. And I'm no model. And I say that all the time. So before anybody listens to this and be like, well, you out here modeling. No, I'm not. I'm just taking pictures. That's all the fuck I'm doing. I'm not going to nobody's casting calls. I'm not trying to be going ripping the runway. I ain't trying to be doing none of that. I am literally taking pictures and working on how I look in pictures. I'm not trying to be nobody's model. If that's something that happens along the line, okay, great. It was an accident because I don't fucking want to be a model. Because the standards for a model are high. And when I was growing up, I always wanted to be a model. And I went to modeling school and I learned how to do it the right way. I learned what they should look like, how they should act, how they should dress. They should be into fashion. They should be just like all up in that industry, just worship it. And a lot of you don't have what it takes.
No, not strong-minded enough, not power-driven enough.
I feel like not... Looks aren't everything. I get it. I love the strange looking models, but
strange in a certain good way.
Look. Yeah, right.
Strange in a good
there's
way.
Something a certain unique look.
So let's unique say strange yes is not probably the best word. Unique. Unique yes features and characteristics of yourself.
Yes.
Those are the things that are eye-catching, and that's what models are. They're eye-catching.
Like the little girl on there now, I don't know what her name is, but she had alopecia, all her hair fell out. So she's bald. She's like wears wigs and stuff, or was wearing wigs. They made her stop. But she looks like a bird. But she is the most gorgeous bird I've ever seen in my life. Like when she takes those pictures, bitch. What?
Come on. Yes.
What?
Serve it. Give it to
serving
me
it. You know what? She has a unique look. She don't look like your normal cookie cutter model, but that bitch serves every fucking thing that she can serve. You need her to be a fucking Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, she's fucking Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. You need her to become a minion, she's a fucking minion, okay, bitch? You want her to become Lucifer himself? She's fucking Lucifer. She gets it, okay? A lot of y'all don't even have the faces down to even fucking be a model. You don't have the poses down to be a model. You are not a model. And to be out here selling your vagina technically for a photo shoot,
you really ain't no model.
Fucking ridiculous, bitch, because you're not even, you shouldn't be doing it.
You're a prostitute trying to get pictures.
Like, are you kidding me? It's, you think you got that? Do you have what it takes like that? If you had what it takes like that, you will have photographers in your inbox wanting you to shoot with them. You wouldn't have to offer your vagina to get a free photo shoot.
You absolutely
let's
right
just think about that.
Think about it.
And
think
I was mad it real quick, but yeah, y'all, see that y'all she are got ridiculous real quick. Because it's like y'all. Ugh.
I feel like y'all like. See, I'm trying to become a model again. Like you said, I accidentally fell into it, and now I'm actually chasing after it and trying to go to these castings, trying to be, you know, in the fashion industry, just not only for modeling.
I like it for what you're doing it for. Like TC's whole queendom thing, I love the whole plus size model thing, plus size and taste.
Yes,
let's clear that up. She's doing the plus size model thing in taste. Like y'all are looking, y'all look good. You're covered up. You're not looking raunchy.
Okay,
you're professional.
Time. Yes, there we
I
go
like that. I am all for that because there's not enough plus size agencies or plus size movements. And I think that it needs to be out there. So what you're doing is perfectly fine. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, I know. But what I'm getting at is like, ladies, let's get back to the times where we actually valued ourselves as a commodity and not actually using ourselves as a commodity. Because let's be honest, yes, we have value, but you lessen your value when you out here selling what makes you valuable.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get it together. Let's act like we got some sense. Let's act like we got some morals. Let's act like we are queens and not out here being jesters.
Mm-hmm.
I got, yeah, because y'all playing a whole lot of jokes. Y'all joking, you're playing your life out yeah here in these streets. And you think that people don't know, it's going to come out.
What oh,
you
it doing goes around. I don't ask for this information that I get, but I just get it.
It be served on a platter over here, okay? Mm-hmm. Trust me.
Y'all
you get caught
living
doing
foul.
Hella foul. Oh, hella foul.
Paying deposits with cooch. I can't.
Half deposits.
Half.
Not even the whole deposit. Damn, that's how you know it ain't even that good.
Right. You still got to pay half?
You still got to pay half.
Did you? What is going on here?
Dang,
you yep should have had him saying it was all free by the end of that. If you're
right
going to be doing all of that for some pictures.
Man. Mm. It's supposed to be like sunshine and Harlem nights. Anything she wanted, she had that.
Exactly.
Had that man calling his wife, telling I ain't coming home no more. But she knew what she was doing. She was a prostitute. That was her job.
Prostitution whore.
I can't with you.
But, ladies, nothing's ever that serious to suck a dick in a club. It's never that serious
to pay
to offer a vagina. Oh, shit. To pay half a deposit in vagina.
Coochie.
Like, what?
Keep your mouth up high in public places and keep your
up high. That's now. Nah, don't say that now because she could be on her knees and the mouth need to be tilted bit upwards.
Stand up and keep your mouth and your head held high, ma'am.
Oh my god, I just can't believe it. You know,
I'm too dumb with people. Do better. Just
what
do
you got
better
to say? jizzle on the beat.
Oh, Jesus, I don't know what that means. But that's a shame. That's a shame. And
how do you feel about these women these days? You feel like they're a little more loose than they should be?
Yeah, I think they underestimate the amount of power and control that they really have. The fact of the matter is, I say about 98% of things men do is because they're trying to gain the interest or keep the interest of a woman. So, I mean, it's the reason we're here. So, like, y'all don't have to do some of this shit that y'all are doing. Like, y'all really need to understand that y'all are in control.
You're such a good dude. Where you come from?
Come on, Mr. Engineer Man.
I was sent from above. Oh!
In his all white right now, almost. From above.
So, but do you feel like some women feel like, well, they don't know their power because it is much easier for men to get with. If you're not going to do it, okay, this little thought, obviously, the club's going to do it.
Yeah, man. That's the problem.
So now we don't think, hey, us holding the vagina is not doing shit because he can go to the next thought. Well, I ain't a thought, but you go to the next one and get some vagina.
That's a big part of the problem. And unfortunately, I honestly can't think of a solution. But that's almost like when you offer a service, right? But the competitor
got a better price.
So women can't move as a movement because you got other women that's not loose on the same page. You know what I'm saying? And that's
I feel it.
Mm-hmm. It's taken away from the power that women can have as a whole.
Yeah, like, we ain't got that no more. Ain't no holding the vagina happening and shit's gonna, unless the guy's a good guy.
Right.
These niggas is niggas, okay?
They out here in these streets just like y'all out here in these streets.
Being niggas. Just like and y'all was, out here being thoughts.
It was her choice to be disrespectful because he disrespected her. And she,
oh, for sure.
She let him, you know what I'm saying?
Right. She allowed that. Allowed that to happen.
And that's why it's on her. Because niggas can be like kids. I mean, there's some young-minded niggas out there. Mm-hmm. But you gonna allow a nigga to do what he wanna do. A woman will, you know, you can stop that shit. You can let that shit go only so far. But hopefully she at least knew the nigga.
We didn't even go to that point.
Right. We don't know. At least knew the nigga. Damn.
The world may know, because I know some people know both of them at some way, somehow.
I don't think if he knew them.
No. I'm not talking about him. Okay. I'm talking about I know somebody knows her.
Oh, yeah.
I know somebody knows him. And there might be that same somebody that put two and two together like, that ain't even your man.
And that ain't your wife.
Who's at home? Right.
With the baby's kids while you at the international getting your cock sucked.
Oh, no.
This episode is rated R, and I don't give a shit. But anywho, yeah. That's all I got to say about that. So, let's go ahead and get into taking out some trash.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sweet, sweet trash.
All right, let's take out some motherfucking trash, bitch.
Yes, let's take it out.
So, after watching the reunion part 3, because it was just so much crap this season that it had to have 3 parts, and I was here for every last minute of it. It was awesome, especially the last 2 at the end with Kim Zolciak. How my beautiful black queens read her for filth, all except Sheree Whitfield, but she's not going to make it to season 10, so who gives a shit? That's great. Get rid of her. She want to carry bones to whoever she want to carry bones to and not carry them to other people? Great. But why Kim Zolciak's in the trash? Not only is because she's just queen of the TPP. Trailer park pussy.
Oh.
Kim Zolciak, the blow up doll, duck lips. She, at the end of the reunion, it was very hard for her because she was getting screamed on by NeNe. Nobody was on her side because she's been horrible this whole entire season and has brought nothing but drama and lies. So, So at the end, you know, she's all crying and she feels like, you know, Sheree comes and talks to her and she's like, oh, everyone gained up on me. I feel like you didn't stick up for me before, you know, Portia kind of stuck up for me, but I expected you to and whatever, whatever. And Sheree's like, they're all on NeNe's side and blah, 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 and which wasn't true. And then, you know, Kim wants Andy to come in there and whatever. So she chastises Andy for not asking her any other questions. She felt like it was nothing positive that he asked her. He could have asked her other things. And he quickly let her know, well, you didn't bring anything positive to the show this season. You got exactly what you came with, like trash. So she also mentioned, she's like, they always try to put that racist shit on me. They try to put it on me a long time ago, but it didn't stick because we didn't have social media and racism wasn't all that real. Skirt!
Right then and there.
Excuse me?
Right then and there.
Racism wasn't all that real? Since when? When?
Man.
Living in your fucking ivory tower, bitch. You don't fucking understand what racism... You had a whole fucking slave all, like, at least half of the seasons that you were on. Fucking sweetie's ass.
Oh, my
black
God.
Girl.
She was a mess. Like, you could have at least made her look better.
Goddamn raggedy ass, micro braid wear ass fucking... You had a whole fucking slave and treated her as such for the longest time, bitch. Slavery wasn't all that real.
Where is she at?
I was like, okay, if I didn't think your ass was canceled before, your ass is most certainly canceled now. You and your honky-tonk ass husband and your ghetto ratchet ass baby's kids. Like, I'm just done. And had the nerve to say, you couldn't get another white woman to sit on the couch with 8 black women and just gonna sit there and go at my neck. What? Nobody asked your ass to go over there. Like, you could have stayed on Tardy for the Party because people are tardy for the ratings on that shit, and it should be canceled. Why you still got it, I have no idea.
Right.
Who cares?
They were still trying to figure that out, too.
You're not doing anything on that show. We don't care about the 17,000 kids you got and your whore daughter and your other whore in training. Like, we don't care. We don't care. We don't fucking care.
Not at all. I just don't like the fact that she feels that by her saying that, first of all, let's just backtrack. The fact that she said there was nothing positive to say about me. And when Andy straight said it, and literally, you did nothing positive at
all
this whole season.
Her husband can't say shit. She couldn't say shit.
Exactly. And Andy walked away. He dropped the mic on her ass and walked away.
As he should.
Exactly. So, I wasn't here for it. Kim, do better. Do way better.
She won't. She's just a liar.
Oh, yeah, girl, I know. That's why she ain't got nothing good coming to her. Why you think she had to come back to Housewives?
Pathological liar. Lawyer. But any hoosers, trash.
Take it out.
Take it out.
Petty doesn't have an expiration date.
You better talk to her before I do, because I'm hurt of feelings. That's
All right, let's get up in this petty corner real quick. So Demi showed me this picture earlier, guys, and it had like, it said like, if you were going out, what was it?
You and your daughter are going to the cinema, which outfit would you pick for her to wear? Every last one of those outfits was grown as hell.
I can't wait to start going live because if we'll find stuff like this ahead of time and I'll literally print it and we can have a picture of whatever it is so we can show it. I can't wait.
Yes, we getting there. We getting there. But I just, my biggest pet peeve is dressing kids up like adults. And when I say that, like, your child should not be out here in belly shirts. Your child should not be out here dressed in, trying to look like one of these rappers.
A cheetah print bodycon dress. She too.
Let that baby live.
With a fanny pack on.
That baby looked so uncomfortable in each one of those pictures. There was not a smile in
none
of those
little,
pictures.
The dress riding up because her pull-up sagging.
Oh, no. Change the baby pull-up.
I can't.
But it's just, it's so annoying to me that we want our kids to grow up so fast and then try to figure out why they so fast when they get older and then doing stuff that you don't think that you would imagine your child doing, such as like, I don't know, teen pregnancy. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe if you didn't start them off acting like an adult, they wouldn't be doing adult activities. Like, honestly.
Shit that's cute for me as an adult is not cute for my fucking child. If I ain't wearing my goddamn belly out all the time, my child's not wearing. Like, I don't even let my daughter wear a bikini. Like, what the fuck?
No, it was a one piece, and it had the frills on it. It had the characters on the top. Like, don't play with me. Shoot.
If it's a two piece, it's the tankini. It's a tank top and bottoms. Like, exactly. Don't nobody, my child.
And I'm not taking a picture of my child just posing. No, I'm taking a picture of my child in, like, floaties in the water. It's going to be in context. I'm not about to just have it like, oh, look at my fashionista. No, that's only going to be when I'm dressing her up or dressing him up. You know, we going to keep it classy. I ain't got no kids, but we going to keep it classy.
But let that be known.
I don't, but y'all probably done seen a couple of pictures of my goddaughter and my Pam. Cousin, Miss Pamela, and my little cousin Wes.
Wesley.
Little Wesley. He be on my Facebook too now, but I would never, ever put my godchild in a position where it can be looked at as by a predator and someone that could look to try to take advantage of this child. Mm-hmm. And that's the scariest thing in my life. Like, mm-hmm. I would never want to put my godchild, any person's child that I know, in that position. And I feel like those pictures are like a setup for failure.
Yes. Why would you want...
It scares me. Ugh. It scares me because I know y'all know there's sick people in this world.
Sick.
And my thing is, you know, there's freaking sex trafficking is real. You think they don't try to snatch up these little kids? Mm-hmm. That's a thing too, y'all.
And you got your little kid at the playground wearing a freaking bodycon dress.
That baby be there 1 second, baby be gone. Like, that stuff is scary. Like, let these kids be kids. Get them those, you know, I know
the
every kid.
The cute little Cat and Jack. Tarjay got some cute shit.
Tarjay, Walmart.
Get them little cute, little colorful leggings with the little cute t-shirts to match and little sandals.
With the light up sneakers.
No fucking light up sneakers, bitch. Unless they twinkle toes. We not. Damien be looking. No. I will do, you know, Superman t-shirts and whatever kind of shirts and stuff he want. But when it comes to shoes, I hate character shoes. I always have. And I don't like light-up shoes for boys because they're very chunky and they're ugly as fuck. So he will stay in his Jordans and his foams and whatever else, Chucks, whatever. That's the only thing. Yeah, no. Brielle has done twinkle toes, and I can do those because those are cute.
Come on, she got in her soapbox real quick.
I don't like light-up shoes. Sorry. Like, let that kid be a kid. Let them pick what they want. That's what I'm not going to do is spend $50 on a pair of light-up shoes when the light's going to stop working. He ain't going to wear them no more. Get them Jordans. You always gonna wear them.
See, I was like the exact opposite. My parents had bought me all that stuff, and they was like, you would wear it once, and you wouldn't wear them again. And it was like the Jordans and Converse. At one point in time, I didn't like Vans because bad experience with Vans. I just didn't like the way they looked on my feet. They were ugly to me. But when everything was said and done, my parents allowed me to have a childhood. I feel like when you're dressing your child up like an adult, you're taking that childhood from them. Because let's be honest, that baby ain't out there playing in them clothes.
That's true. That ain't play clothes.
Those ain't play clothes. So stop playing your life and go ahead and go to that Walmart, get them $2 shirts and $2 leggings. Mm-hmm. Go to Target. Mm-hmm. Look, there's plenty of places you can get cute kid clothes. Stop trying to dress your baby like the woman you wish you would.
I mean, H&M is the forbidden place, but they certainly have some cute. If you want to get your kid real stylish,
right?
They have cute stuff.
Forever 21 has a good girl section. That's where I
children's
get,
place.
That's
sometimes
where I get Pam
you can get
stuff.
A good little thing in there. Old Navy though, like they have Gap. Oh my god, like let's be real here.
But that's my point. There's so many places you can.
And stop
get
putting
Day
Day them little skinny jeans in a belt. The boy, you can't be potty training that nigga because he can't take the belt off to go sit on the damn potty. The fuck? He should not be in skinny jeans and a belt at 2.
All I'm saying is stop living through your child. Your child is not supposed to be oh, you got the perfect little body. Put something on. I can't
fit.
Oh,
hell no. Nah.
And don't be dressing your baby like the man you wished his daddy was.
His daddy.
Like, don't set these kids up for
dressing
failure.
Dressing the little boy like a D-boy. No.
Dress
that
baby
not
up like
that.
He about to be something real important in life. Because that's what you're supposed to do.
In addition to dressing your kids up grown, stop letting them be grown. Like, I'm tired of seeing little girls with so much sass, rapping rap lyrics, singing songs they ain't got no business singing. Though they don't know what it means, but they ain't got no business singing it like they singing it. Trust me, when my kids try to sing freaking Black Youngster, toot toot.
Yeah, that
was
like.
Touch that booty. Excuse me? What?
And they sound like just kidding.
No, like, that's not cute. Like, it's not cute at all. And stop letting your little sons be little gangsters online. They throwing up signs and throwing up imaginary guns and stuff. Like, and you posting pictures with laughing faces and who kid is this and this and that. Dude, it's not cute. It's your kid, not fucking Facebook's kid.
Especially
don't ask whose kid.
Like, let's be honest, like, as black kid, like, as black people, we already got a target on our back. So don't do that. Don't start your child off on that pathway.
Exactly. And then they'll pull up pictures from 2018 with him throwing up gang signs at 10 years old to explain why they killed him. Like, no, that is not cool at all. Like,
not at all.
Stop doing that. Ain't shit cute about that. Your fucking kid probably can't even count to 100 in English. And fucking just rapping songs and doing all types of stuff that they got business doing. I don't want to see you hitting no nay-nay, no romy, no nothing.
My mom used to always tell me, if you can sing these songs and know all the lyrics to these songs, you better know everything you learned in school. Because if you can't learn, don't know what you learned in school, you can't listen to the radio no more.
Exactly.
So guess who knew all the songs, but also knew what was going on in school?
Exactly.
Okay, I wasn't set up for failure. My mom wasn't playing them games.
Nope. You will not be up in here nay-nay and whipping and roly-roly this and that and can't even count to 10. No, not doing it. My kids count past 100, my kindergartner, and he can count to 20 in Spanish, and he can spell like 30 words, okay? So if he want a toot-toot every now and then, I might just let it pass, but I ain't gonna let it get out of hand. But yeah, let the kids be kids, and if they're trying to grow up faster than they should, tell them to slow down. Correct your freaking kids, man. Like,
show them what it's really like to be an adult. Like, let's be honest. Like, oh, you want to act like an adult? Okay, so what we gonna do? I'm gonna give you this bill.
Figure out how to pay it by this
date because
you ain't got no tablet.
Right.
Your tablet gets repoed.
Your tablet will be
your
repoed.
Your TV starts getting repoed out of your room. You be sleeping on a damn floor with no lights.
And here is the list of things, the chores you can do, and how much it's worth. This is what you can do and how much it's worth. So
exactly.
Figure it out.
How you going to pay your bills?
How you going to pay this bill?
How you going to pay to keep that bed?
How you going
to
pay?
Trust me, that is so something me and their dad would do. Like, we don't, no. How you going to pay this? How you going to pay for this?
How you going to get this?
How you gonna pay for this water to take a shower?
Oh,
like,
shoot.
What?
My parents started teaching me real young,
real quick.
So you
going to school stinking because you can't pay your water bill.
You can't pay your water bill. It said it was due on the 1st. Where's my money?
Right. Water off. Okay.
Man, look. You want to know what it's like being an adult? I'm going to show you some adult situations.
Mm-hmm.
Figure it out and I'll help you out from there.
Exactly.
But that's all I got on the petty.
That's all I got too. Well, thank you guys for tuning in. Our new time's going to be Sunday afternoons. We're going to figure out a way to get live for y'all so y'all can see our beautiful faces. We want to see y'all's too.
We love to interact with you all.
But we just got to make sure it's right and it's not bootleg and it's not like the Queen's Court and some shit like that. So we got to get it right. Once we get
it
right, we'll be at a Facebook Live near you, bitch.
Bow.
Bow.